men that understand the workings of the Holy Ghost have the capacity to change conditions. The capacity to change condition, it's a kingdom entrustment. You can't gain the kingdom if it is not a priority.
Yes, this is the kingdom message. Get ready and fasten your seatbelt as the servant of God, the lead pastor of KDC Love and Mercy Church, Pastor Stephen Enoku, drives us through the mysteries of the Word of God. Be blessed as you listen.
The very last day of Believers Congress 2024. Welcome them. Hallelujah. Amen. Let's be seated. Now, this morning section. This morning section is going to be. Hello. It's going to be essentially prayers. We're going to be spending some time to pray. And I want to prepare our heart before we begin to pray. The burden for this Congress is to expound to us the mind, the very heartbeat of the Father. I mean, kingdom is the divine idea. It's God's big picture. You check the entire scriptures very well, you will realize that it's all about a kingdom. So yesterday, I was able to explain to us the kingdom aspect. I was able to make us understand that a kingdom is where a king's influence is dominant. And you must understand that the kingdom of God is not a manipulative kingdom. The kingdom of God is the love of God shed abroad in our heart by the Holy Ghost. So that's why it is right standing, it is peace with God, and it is joy in the Holy Ghost. So there are a few things about the kingdom that I want to explain to us, and these are some of the things that will power our prayers this morning. What are the features of a kingdom? Now, we've been able to expound on the what a kingdom is. And from that definition, we can't be able to see the features or characteristics of a kingdom. And then our kingdom manifests themselves. So let's begin by going again over the definition of a kingdom. A kingdom is the influence of a king over his territory. A kingdom is a king's influence over his territory, impacting it with his will, with his ways, with his principles, or if you want to put it in order of appearance, impacting it with his character, his will, his principles, his ways, and his principles. Because every king unveils himself And the unveiling of a king is the expression of his character. And so that's why the Bible says, in the beginning, God. Do you understand that now? So, impacting it with his character, with his will, with his principles, with his ways, and then producing a culture that reflects the king. So everything about the kingdom is the king and his influence. Number two, let's look at what makes a kingdom. Essentially, a kingdom has a king. Write it down. A kingdom has a king. And the king has a personality. The king has a character. The king has a way of life. So number one, every kingdom has a king. Number two, every king has an expression, a character, nature, and all of those. Number three, every king has a will. Every king has a will. And then number four, every kingdom has citizens. Some places they call it subjects. But in God's kingdom, we don't call ourselves subjects, as it were. Like what Venerable was saying the other day. The idea of God was not to enslave us. You need to understand that very well. There was no part of intention where slavery was part of his agenda. We are not slaves. Are we together? God may use the typology of slavery to explain some of the things that happened in the old covenant. But the truth is this, we are not slaves. We have not received again the spirit of fear. We have not received again the spirit of bondage. He said he came to his own. His own received him. John 1, I think, verse 12. He came to his own. His own did not receive him. He said, but as many that receive him, to them he gave power to become the sons of God. Genesis 1:28. And God blessed them and said, be fruitful, multiply. Listen, dominion is not what you give to subjects. You don't share kingship with subjects and slaves. You only share kingship with heirs, with sons. A slave can be in the palace for 25, 30 years, but can never be qualified to be a king. Am I correct? It's never possible. Never. For a slave to be a king. Never. The best or the worst that can happen is that slave will marry either the prince or the princess. There must be a change. You cannot be a slave and share kingship. Never. That's why he had to, according to Colossians chapter 1 verse 13, he has to change us, translate us from slavery to the kingdom of his son. It's very clear. Colossians 1:13. He had to translate us. He has to change. Did you see that? He has to change our biography. He has to change our genealogy. He has to connect us to the kingship tribe. If not, we can't share. So please look at your neighbor with conviction. I'm not a slave. stop the slavery mentality. You are not a slave. Prayers is not begging God. Prayer is asking. And the reason why you are asking is because he will not force what you don't need on you. So he is telling you to pray so that you will tell him, this is what I want. I need. Everything in the palace is owned by the prince. But there are times the prince wants to go out. He will say, Dad, I'm using that car, isn't it? He's not begging his father for the car. He is only asking because it's a protocol. Listen, for us, prayer is just a protocol. It's not, we are not beggars. We are not beggars. We are not beggars. So when you pray, we are not trying to force God's hand. No. Is there? This is the confidence that we have. 1 John chapter 5, verse 14. If we ask anything in his name. Why is it in his name? Romans chapter 8. If you are heirs with God, that means you are what? You are joint heirs with Christ. And in John 15, he has already told them. He said, hitherto you have not asked. He said, but now ask in my name so that your joy will be full. And when you ask, my Father will give you everything you need. Tell neighbor, we are not slaves. We are sons. So whatever it is you don't have now, please stop behaving like a pauper. Make requests. So, go over it again. A kingdom has a king. The king has a character. Glory to God. The king has a will. The kingdom has citizens. And the citizens of God's kingdom are citizens by birth and by adoption. Our citizenship is by birth and by adoption. By birth is what we call being born again. By adoption is being substituted into the sacrifices that Jesus made on your behalf. So you have been adopted into the divine tribe. So you know the joy of it? On two counts. Say with me. On two counts. On two counts. Our citizen is valid. Our citizenship is valid. Are you hungry this morning? I don't expect you to be hungry. I expect you to be active and alive. So tell your neighbor, our citizenship is valid on two counts. We are born and we are adopted. I thought you'd be excited about that. That's the truth that religion does not want you to know. Doesn't want you to know it. The prodigal son walked up to his father and said, give me the portion of your inheritance that is what? That is mine. It is. Kings have inheritances. Let's write the next thing. King, reign. Kings, reign. And the reign of the king is the expression of his character and will. I'll say that again. Kings reign. It means they express their majesty and glory. Kings reign. They express their majesty and what? And glory. But listen to this. The reign of a king is the expression of his character and intent. What you call a king's reign is when his character mixes with what he wants. And please take note of this. What any king will want will always be consistent to his character. An evil king will always want tyranny. will always want oppression, will always want domination. Are we here? Let me tell you this. Every throne is a reflection, or let me put it this way. Every the span over which a king rules now, let's say territory. Every territory is a reflection of the king's character and intention. And every intention is always consistent with character. For example, if you are a greedy person, you would always produce greedy lifestyle. The kind of culture that would be dominant in that environment would be a culture of what? A culture of what? A culture of what? A culture of what? And that's why one of the first assignments you must engage in, for some of you, God is already translating you from, or transiting you from religion into relationship into kingdom. Let me tell you, one of the first and most important things you must go and seek out is the divine character. Your kingdom walk will not make sense if the divine character does not make sense to you. I listened to Miles Moreau teaching. The influence of a benevolent king. And I think I taught on that in one of our FS. Our God is a benevolent king. Are you with me? The character of our God is the character of a lover. That's who he means. So look up. It's consistent with everything he what? He does. Listen, his will, you can't separate an individual's will from the individual's character. Scripture said a good tree will produce a good fruit. A bad tree will produce a bad fruit. I know a God who is merciful and kind, gracious. Please, can you put that song quickly on the screen? I'm the apple of the thorn that fills his heart every morning or night. He loves me when I didn't care. He was patient till I came running back into his arms. I wanted to take that song from the beginning. I know a God who is, number one, merciful and what? Number two, three. Number three, faithful. Number four, gracious. Did you see that? So the expression of my identity is an extension of his character.
Every morning on the night.
Now, see the next thing he said. He loves me. Now, do you know why? Because love is who he is. So even if you don't deserve it, for the fact that you came to him, love is his character. His love will rub on you. Are you understanding God now? You can't be with him and there will not be transformation. Did you see that? That song is not a religious song. It's a kingdom message.
Look how it's on my life.
You can't relate with the king and not reflect his dominant character.
His glory to reveal.
So you know what I said? Hold it. The reign of a king is the expression of his what? Of his character and intention. Now see how it works. Because he's a benevolent king, his thoughts towards you are always out to make your life better. That's how it works. We are talking about the sovereign God, the one who made heaven and earth. Beyond that is your lover. The reason he created you was to find someone to lavish his love on him. That's why you were created. So when we say his kingdom reign, his kingdom rule, what we are saying is that his magnanimity, benevolence, impeccability, the beauty of his character, the embodiment of his unfaithful, of his unfailingness, his faithfulness, his mercy. Lamentation 3:22. It can't cease. It can't stop. If it is God, it is benevolence. If it is God, it is compassion. If it is God, it is mercy. If it is God, it is magnanimity. If it is God, it is unfailingness. All of these are what characterizes his reign. Did you see that? They are what characterizes his reign. That's why you can't say you know God if you cannot forgive easily. I know you. As you get to know God, forgiveness will just come. Because when you come to him, one of the first things he does is that he what? He forgave you. He loved me when I
didn't care.
He was patient till I came
running back into his arms.
He didn't just leave you like that.
Look how he
turned my life around.
Make me a shining star.
Now, do you know why? Wait. The beauty of the king is the quality of life of our citizens. When you come into a kingdom dominated or ruled by a benevolent king, you see smiles and joy and excitement and beauty around the citizens. If you go to a kingdom where the king is wicked, everybody is hiding, everybody is scared. But coming to a kingdom where the king is a lover, everybody is smiling. When the king is not around, they are not happy. Because each time they see the king, is a reflection of their joy, is a reflection of their peace, is a reflection of their kindness. So that was why Paul was saying, righteousness, right standing with the king. Peace with God. And joy. When righteousness mixed with peace, shall certainly come. Joy will come. So that is why you must embrace these features. So you understand that now? So we said the king's reign, every king reigns. Now, the next thing I want to establish is that every kingdom seeks to expand. Now, before we talk about tell me about every kingdom seeks to expound. What do you mean? Be say every king desire that the width of his reign should be very what? Thank you, Holy Ghost. Do we get what I just said? It is the deep desire of every king to expound its territory. Was it Pastor Victor Verifadpe that was talking about people fight for territories? Let me tell you something. Raise your head. Look at me now. Look at me. Shake away that sleep. You can't sleep. If you want to sleep, be an usher. Now permitted. Let me show you something. Every war, go and read history. If you see war anywhere, anywhere you see war, you hear war. Listen to me, don't be distracted. Look at me. Anytime you hear war is either there is oil in that land, and another people wants to claim the land, they have to fight so that the people they met there can what? Two, anytime you hear war, it's always boundary conflict. Are you here? I'm telling you, when you say war, people don't go fight war because they won't flex their muscle. Anytime you hear war, it's because either a president or a king wants to take more territory. He wants to have more control over people. Why did America attack Iraq? Why did America attack Afghanistan? They said they had nuclear weapon. Up to today, have they brought out the nuclear weapon? No. Later we found that, and that's the truth. All of the war you are hearing is to control nations' wealth. And wealth of any nation are in two places. Wealth are in the natural resources and the people. I'm expounding your mind now, because that's the goal of Believers Congress. The reason why most of us are not in God's best, we are just thinking about me. That's why Jesus said, forget up. This is not about what to eat, what to wear. This is about expanse and expansion and taking territories. So how do war come up? How do war come up? A king sends spies to a location and then realizes that there is abundance of what? Of wealth. How many of you have heard about the Roman Empire? You have watched 3,000 Spartacus and all of these movies. The army of any kingdom is trained to protect our boundaries from intrusion, from people encroaching into their boundary. I want your eyes to be very open. Because when we pray, we are not asking God for job. We are not asking God for car. We are not asking God for wife. We want to go to God and get wisdom. But I must build you into what we are talking about. So, a king knows that I love people. I am benevolent. Do you know what benevolent kings do? I've watched a movie like that. Kings that are benevolent. Okay, take for example, you watched that movie. It was quite popular. Jagun. Huh? Did you see what happened in that movie? A king was a what? Was a tyrant. And do you know what that king was doing? He was conniving with other king to take territories from weaker people. Are you seeing it now? And that was what Jesus was telling the disciples. He said, the king of this world, they are to dominate you. That's why if you don't understand kingdom, people cannot grow in your local church. Because now, as a pastor, you know, for example, that as a pastor, my goal is to make everyone find expression. And that's what I'm doing. My goal is not to dominate everyone. If I'm a domineering pastor, you will not be seated here today. But the kind of pastor I am and I want to constantly be is the pastor that gives people the liberty to be who they are. So, I know that I can't sing. So, I want to equip people who can what? Who can sing. I know that I can preach. So, I want to train people who also can what? Can preach. So, whatever I don't have, I give people permission to become. And whatever I have, I give people expression to express. So now that's a reflection of my character. So now, a king that has ego problem will see every citizen in the kingdom as a threat to his throne. So one of the first things we do is that he will surround himself with trained fighters. We call them puppets. So he will be using them to run his what? His dirty deals. That was what you saw in Jagu. So he had some people. So once he notices that someone is not in his good book, especially most kings, especially wicked kings, their goal is always to subject or oppress or dominate the surrounding kingdoms. Are you following me? The most time they start from the what? The surrounding kingdoms. Look at King Arthur. Or Arthur. Is it Legend of the Seeker? Legend of the Seeker. Merlin. Now, listen. I wanted to say something. Because every king seeks to expand his territories. As far as he's a king, it's part of the king's DNA. He's a king DNA thing. Tell your neighbor, it's a king's DNA thing. That's how kings think. That's how king thinks. When you talk about colonial master, listen to me. When you talk about colonial master is not a political class. Colonial master is not a political class. Colonial master are kings who sought to take territories. Currently, I think there are like 3 or 4. British, France, and then America is not even a colonial master, because was it not the British that who colonized America? It was the British that colonized America. So I think the two, maybe three major colonial masters are: one, the British; two, the French; and then I think 3 is I'm trying to remember this. Roman Empire. You know, okay. The United Kingdom or the British, I think they have their history from the Roman Empire, because the Roman Empire was one of the strongest kingdoms on earth, and it all has its roots from the Bible. So the progression of the earth has always been by the force of what? Of kingship. Kingship is stronger than politics. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Monarchy is far stronger and superior to democracy. That's why we are appointing, electing riffraffs. Because left for me, I don't know about some people. I'm not doing politics here. We talk about that when the time comes. We should have been left with the colonial masters, so that by now at least we will be better. We declared independence from our colonial master, and in our stupidity and foolishness, we gave them in through the back door. So now we are foolish, and they are still colonizing us. You think these people are not smart, Abby? No king will willingly relinquish his influence. Kings fight to sustain their influence. If we go into the dark room and see where the plotters are plotting this nation, you will cry for your dear life. You will realize that some of our political decisions are made in one palace somewhere. Now, do you know what is happening? And that's the reason why we will, under God, we may enjoy exemption, but outside God, we will suffer. Nothing will change. Let me tell you this. The reason is because when character is not duplicated, riffraffs will become presidents and they will bring about untold hardship, because as far as they are concerned, you don't mean anything to them. You're only but a team they are using to pursue their political ego. And that is the practical explanation of the current government we have in this country. People were warning us. We're doing a miloko. By the time it's done with a lot of us, we will not be coin again. No of us will remain. Everybody will go to UK and go and stay in America. That's why Nigerians will prefer to go and be washing plates in UK than to be here. And be. The reason is because monarchy will be always superior to democracy. Now, there is a problem already going on. Governors and senators and leaders are beginning to change legislation such that governors will now be in charge of royal empires. Governors will not be the one appointing people to be kings, and that one is even worse. Is even worse. Because nobody's permitted to sit on the throne except the person has a royal DNA. And in the principle of royal DNA, there is time. You know, the reason why there were peace in a lot of these kingdoms was that somehow there is a plan, succession. There's a succession plan. And the succession plan is either determined by the spiritual order, like in most of the Igbo nations. They will tell you that they will go and consult the god, and then they will bring something like a staff and begin to put people on the line. Anybody that can lift it will become. Now, they understand the place of the spiritual in enthroning men. But you see, Nigeria now, as far as you can carry gun and you can have money to play puppet, you can become a governor tomorrow. And that thing is dangerous. My Smoro warned us about it some years ago. What am I trying to say? Kingdom expands. But the expansion of kingdom is the pleasure of the king. So like you see in some of the movies, if the king is a good king, he will expand in a friendly way. Now, I'm going somewhere. Look at UK, United Kingdom, or what we call the... Okay, let me not say UK, because UK is the amalgamation of three countries, and but we call them the British Empire. The British Empire. We are colonized by the British Empire. But in the heart of these empires are sincere desires to bring development to us. If you go and check ancient civilization, colonization, and all of these, if you are a student of history, you will realize that some of these people, they didn't really have bad intentions when they were coming to colonize us. Because the whole idea is that we have wealth. We have wealth. UK, we have wealth. British, we have wealth. Why should Africa be suffering? That was what they had in mind. Are you understanding what I'm saying? Now, that's their intention. But you must always balance intention and motivation. So now, that's the intention. Why should Africa be suffering? But their motivation is not that they are not okay that we are suffering. There's another addition to it, and it will make sense to some of you. Why would they be suffering when they have vast natural resources? So the intention is to deliver them from suffering. But the motivation is that if we can, by chance, they can accept us, we can create a system to control their what? Their resources. So that was the problem with colonization. Are you with me now? So the problem, and that's not, the truth is this, it's not totally their fault, because they are but what? Humans. They are but humans. Let me give you a practical explanation. Let's take, for example, I started, she submits to me. and give me a will, give me everything. I'm the one, I can make decisions. If I tell her sit down, she will sit down. If I tell her stand up, she will stand up. And whatever I tell her to do, she will do. Now, if she has that kind of relationship with me, and me don't have a superior relationship with someone that can control me, I can use her to her detriment. Understand how this thing works. Now, normally, he that must bring others under authority must himself be under authority. So that is the place where God's kingdom is different. Now, God gives us liberty. He has given us a kingdom. He's a benevolent God. But whatever we are permitted to do must be consistent with his own character. So if he's not a tyrant, you are not permitted to be a tyrant as a pastor. If he's not a narcissist, as a pastor, you shouldn't be a what? A narcissist. If he doesn't control you to make decisions, we shouldn't control people. Even in fact that God can tell us when to do things, he will still not force us. So that's where the problem came. So in a bid for them to change Africa, they got interested in our what? In our vast natural resources. So they now began to shift their mind from actually bringing us into who we should be to controlling us to who they want us to be. So that's why they were called colonial masters. They were only make us to be colo. They were just trying to. So they look at, for example, we are talking about regional transformation. We are talking about national transformation. It should start from curriculum transformation. The first thing they should do is to abolish the syllabus they are using to train our children. They should abolish the syllabus they are using to train us on campus. Because now they are not training us to be self-reliant. They are not training us to be industrialized. You see, one of the things that China did was to block off entry point from their colonial masters. Are you getting what I'm saying? Because the reality of your life cannot evolve when there is a manipulation that is creating systems around you. That is why our first problem as a country is the curriculum they are using to teach us. So that's why after we have graduated from school as a graduate of accountancy, we'll go and open POS business or recharge phone business. Are you getting what I'm saying? It's not side hustle. Very soon it becomes the main hustle. Because there is already a problem with the curriculum. But then when you go to a place like China, you see someone like Dominion already know how to install chip into a laptop. Huh? See that? Abby? That's it. Someone was telling me that if you go to some of their labs in China, all these phones, every good thing, that you have small children. When you don't reach 35, 40, you don't dag by your brain, don't congee. Because the glory of youth is their strength. Now, for some of us, when we get into the age of 10, from 8 to like 12, is cramming, they will teach us. La cram, la poor. So right from where you were small, na cramming, they take raise you up. A is for apple, B is for ball, C is for car. Break it, break it, break it, break it. After that one, they will not teach you. Abia, Umaya, Adamawa, Yola, Akwaibo. O-N-E-E-1-T-W-O-2. Wait. Go cram, finish. When it comes to society, solve problem you can't solve. Do you know why it's like that? There's nothing wrong in O-N-E-1, T-W-O-2. But the problem is when you cannot use O-N-E-1 to solve problem. Do you understand? Because when God said dominate, there was something he said in that Genesis 1:28. If you read it from the Amplified. He said using the vast resources. The word subdue means to maximize the resources for your wealth. We are not supposed to be working for the government to get salary. Are you getting what I'm saying? And I did a lot of study and I realized that the industrialized nations were industrialized by the ingenuity of men who chose to question the status quo. Men who changed, who chose to alter the current order. They were inventors. The Bible called it witty invention. That's why some of you, even as stewards, you meet problems, you can't solve it. You are good, your brain is there, your skill is there, but you can't combine it to produce something that will put wealth on your generation. Let me tell you this. I was listening to a podcast by one of these men of God. Was he a Beldamina also? Yes. And he said something that shook me. And it's the truth. Because there are a lot of things. I don't want to go there, but we pray that scale will fall out of your eye. Don't allow anybody to use you. Church is not a place where a pastor should be using you. No. Church is not a place where a pastor should be using you. Church is a place where a pastor should be empowering you to take charge of the vast national resources. He said something. He said, we are not rich because we pay tithe or we give offerings. Said if a pastor tells you sow seed and you will be wealthy, it's a scam. They're not, you know, those kind of statements, when they make it, some of you, because it questions your dogma, it questions your theology, you are like, this one is just criticizing. But let's look at it as kingdom citizens. When God blessed us, do you know what the blessings of our God are? At least in all of my study about the blessings of God, I think I've been able to see three things. Number one, the blessings of God are divine acceptance. The fact that he's pleased with you and is ready to make sure whatever you do goes well. Number two, increase. But number three, ideas. Ideas. The world is not ruled by talk. The world is ruled by idea. And that's why I can stand anywhere to ask this question. Bring me a man of God that became wealthy by preaching the gospel. Just one. Just one. Yes. One. Bring me one man of God that has generational wealth. And what's the source of his word? I tell you, preaching is a lie. Is a lie. A large number of them that stands on the altar, they preach, they have sources of income you don't know of. They have people they are paying to mine for them. Hello? I have a mentee, someone who mentors for Joshua Sema. There are two things that are common with his wealth. Number one, forex. Number two, mining. Somebody gave him a mining field. So be there, be making ragadagadabaya. And then you look at his watch, he's using a watch of maybe 1 million naira, saying a Bible now, the Bible when they carry and I give them. He'll not tell you the truth. They won't tell you the truth. If you have never been to Cana land, you will not know why it's among one of the richest pastors in Africa. Someone that has a secondary school in every state capital and a primary school in every place there is a church and will be poor. Is that possible, is it? And then he comes on the altar and tells you, even if you don't pay tithe, the ministry will go. Why won't the ministry go? A system is working. People are paying school fees and then has two universities with school fee not less than a million naira for a student, and the person can, you come on, keep praying, you'll be worthy. Just keep praying, be there, be praying, or be paying tithe. No, that's the foolishness of religion. And so when people say, they start criticizing them, because look up, you can't, I read, I'm a vast reader. You can't do ministry in Nigeria, in UK, the way you're doing it in Nigeria. Never. Go and read. I was preparing employment contract for church staff, and I saw that in America or UK, they are highly regulated. If you are employing someone as a full-time pastor, you pay them the minimum wage of the country. You give them insurance. Everything that every other person working in will get, that pastor is worthy of it. But yes, somebody will come because he can see vision. You are doing small chaos or learning wedding at a world. And then because you can see one small vision, just see one vision for you, the next thing you do is say, I'm into full-time ministry. You have a wife at home with three children. Leave the world learning. Leave the smokers. And you go and be sitting in one altar and be praying and fasting every day. And then tithe and offering will come. It will just give you peanuts that cannot even take any nut away from your destiny. And then you say, we are doing it for God. We are doing it for God. After 2 years, he comes. The next thing he does, he sends his son to abroad. 5 years in the ministry, the next thing he does, he opens a big supermarket for the wife. And we are waiting on God. Can't you see you are foolish? I mean, can't you see there's foolishness rubbing your head? And you will still be the one be saying, my man of God, our pastor is wealthy. The next year, the first daughter is in Dubai. And you are there, you are still praying, you know, we are waiting on the Lord. Your kingdom come. You, for you to pay school fee, you will go and carry kwom, and he will stand on the altar. Be diligent, work labor, work. And that money they can't give you. You come and say, we need money, but say, don't worry, God will provide. God will provide. Can't you see how foolish you are? Those were the things Miles Monroe stood against the pastors in Africa. A lot of them cut ties with him before he died. Go and read my Sporu last experiences before he died. Most of the pastors in Africa, they fell out with him because he stood them up and told them, how can you be using people with all the wealth you carry, yet they cannot benefit from anything of it? I told someone, and I don't mince word, I said, I would rather not serve God than serve in a place that has a school and cannot accommodate my child. Even the people of the world can never do it. And yet we justify those things. We say, it's okay. It's not okay. God as a king will never do such. Never. Go and read the Roman Catholic. Up to today, currently, the best paid preachers, the best paid priests are in the Roman Catholic. If you become a Roman Catholic priest, they sponsor everything that connects to you. And up to tomorrow, they are still the biggest religious movement in the world. Never depleted. Never depleted. People volunteer their life, but yet they are not starved. Have you been to a vestry before? A priest vestry. I had a lady I was mentoring there. One of his uncle was a priest in Offa. That man was living so large. He was large and in charge. I think God said, in our time we struggled for the gospel, so people will struggle. The reason why God made Abraham to suffer was so that his generation will live in a land that flows with milk and honey. That's why Africa, we are slaves. We'll always be slaves. A young lady will come and tell you, having a good relationship, a young guy came to me, having a very good relationship. All of a sudden, because later I found out that the man was interested in the game, used vision to bastardize this man. This man ended the relationship. Later I found out that it's because the pastor was interested in the girl. They will use Bible to confuse you. And you see, I tell someone, I say, I don't blame them. It's you that is lazy. In this camp, we'll kill laziness away from your life. I know the truth, too. I know the truth. That's why you cannot. I know the truth. I have some of my friends and mentees and some people that are close to me that were going to do full-time ministry in some churches. I was telling them, I said, see, if God is calling you, go and learn church in a ministry. Finish and go and start your own church. When he releases you, go and start your ministry. Because you go there, you just get corrupted. That's why they are still in church. Because the system is not the way it should be biblically. A priest should be paid by the proceeds from the people that God has blessed. Not really salary. But scripture says, as people bless you, as you bless people, they bless you. So that's the kind of system we should create. But today, what are we saying in Pentecostalism? They're like rascals, vagabonds. And that's why you can see a church, a small church that is not so big, yet the pastor is using a C-class. And you're wondering, what is it? Using a C-class when most of the members have not even seen a class to go. And you are telling me, pastor, must it be like that? Listen, Jesus took care. The disciples took care. The early church took care of everyone around them. The Bible says none was lacking because those who had gave to those who didn't have. Some years ago, I told someone, I said, if we don't want to run school, let's not run. But if we will run school, let's do it better than the world. Believers Congress 2024, nobody is paying a fee. But every need has been taken care of. How? The people that are blessed supply to help the people that are less. This is the kingdom. This is how it should be. God can bless him. Bless him. He can set up a school and make it free. God can bless him and he can give scholarship to 1,000 indigents from his village. Is it not possible? Is it not? So what are we talking about? We are blessed. But the system is not teaching us to share. The system is teaching us to boast. That's why the day I come to the pulpit and start telling you how much my shoe cost, how much my flat cost, and how much my car cost, just know that I'm already under a curse. Because the beauty of the kingdom is not for us to brag. The beauty of the kingdom, the glories of the kingdom are a blend of the king intention. My intention for your life is for you to be transformed. So if it is a room that you will need so that your mind can be calm, take the room and then face God. Face God. Let's not get distracted. If it is scholarship that you need, how much is your school fee? For 5 years, we'll pay it. Just face God. That is how it was from the early church. But today, what do we see? The money that they are supposed to be using to take care of the little needs in the church, they are using it to pay $2 million for an hotel to have service. That same service that can be held in a parlor, and there will not be problem. But just because of class, we are competing with imaginary audience. We want to have camera. We want to have this. That's not discipleship. Discipleship can start in your room. Home. Church in home. Church in home. Church in home. But if God blesses you with resources, you get a space. If the space starts getting bigger, trust him again. But let it not be at the expense of the welfare of the people that are to grow. How would we come to church and we need money to pay for a building of 2 million, yet we cannot give a member that needs 100,000 to pay school fee? In no balance. in our balance. It was not so for the beginning. Scripture said they sold land and placed it at the feet of the apostles. You read about deacons. Deacons. Do you know what deacons? Deacons are people that we appointed to make sure people are not hungry. So when you are at home in the morning, they will come and knock. Huh? They will knock your door. Are you hungry? Do you need food? We are coming. They will come. Have you eaten? Do you need food? We are coming. That was why deacons were ordained. So if we want to follow the Bible, let's follow it well. So that's why most time as a pastor, when I come around you, the first question I want to ask, have you eaten? You don't chop. Oh, now don't know me too much. That's a familiarity, don't it? I go change and I know the answer that you don't chop. A person when you don't chop, if you cast that demon. Celebrate the Lord. Can we stand up? Should begin to pray. See, truth liberates. Truth liberates. We will give you the perfect template for ministry. You will never struggle. I mean, perfect template. Say, Pastor, should I go full time or I should go part time? Ministry is already full time. It's already full time. Hello? It's already full time. But if at the stage your ministry is, your members are still five, it's not when you pray for 24 hours that they will increase. No. No matter the quantity of fertilizer you put into a tree, it will take the normal gestation for the tree to ripe. No matter the anointing you carry, it cannot reduce a 9-month pregnancy to 3 weeks. Every ministry, if it is discipleship, if it is not showmanship, it has a natural gravitation. The first believer congress we had here, we were not this much, and it was more stressful because we were few. But this believers congress is void of stress. No stress. Do you know why? We are increasing. A time will come, man, where we will need 10 million for congress. The 10 million will come without stress. I will not need to see vision for your pocket for money to come for congress. You all are here. You are witness to it. How many vision did I see for you before you gave that 100,000 naira for congress? Just a message. Congress is here and we want to make it free so that people that cannot afford 3,000 gate fee can come, eat well, sleep well, with light, everything, and then they go back with a counter that they will never forget. If the only thing that they can remember from the camp is that their life took a new turn, Pastor Vista was sharing at his testimony. She was saying, everybody keep tracing something magnificent to that. Oh God, let it be free for now. Even if we come to this place and they say we should pay a million naira, I know God will raise someone. They will pay the million and men will still seek God. Not for pride. We are not into a business. We are not making money. If it will require us to trek and take bike, we will take bike. It does not stop God from being God. It does not stop him. So get rid of materialistic gospel. Every one of you are witness. We don't preach money in KDC. But by the grace of God, under God, there is no need that have not been solved. No need. 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 Sometimes people we don't know, they just call. People we don't know. You know how much it is for you to feed yourself in a day. And for the last 3 days, we have been here over close to 200. And then we are taking 2 meals. Some of us, even when we are at home, we don't take up to 2. We are running gen over and over. And yet, no stress. Do I look like someone that is under stress? No stress. No stress. Even if we run the program on debt, we will not collect loan. We will settle it. The God that gave the the instruction, we always accompany it with provision. We don't need gimmick to attract the provision. All we need is to stick to the king's intention and stick with his motivation. Once those things are done, we just keep going. One will become two. Two will become five. Five will become 10. 10 will become 15. 20 like that, we are moving. There was a congress, listen to this. There was a congress where we are planning. I'll be saying, okay, no. I'm like, okay. Maybe it's not consistent with my person. But most of us, when minister, what will I wear? What will I carry to congress? What should we be doing congress by the grace of God? I've never thought of what to wear. Sometimes I will ask me, what are you guys? Just iron clothes and come congress. But this year, congress, someone just came to me. I don't know what I was doing. Just pack clothes and gave me. So yeah, this one I just be wearing for congress. Free of charge, eh? Just be wearing. And then we will decorate our lives free of charge. Do you know why? You can't truly bless people and not be blessed. You can't truly accommodate people and struggle to get accommodation. You can't truly give people lifts, carry people in your car, and then you need car to use and you will not see it available. See, the kingdom operates on the principle of commonwealth. When the people are blessed, they will pay royalty to the king. Just bless them. Tell your neighbor, bless them. Bless them. Sacrifice for them. Now you are accommodating someone and the person is wasting your milk. The person is drinking your garri that you should have drank for 7 days. Within 2 days is finished. And now you have to sleep with your tummy face grand. And then the worms are speaking in tongues. Capital letter on for that matter. Don't worry. Tell your neighbor, don't worry. Don't worry. If the ones above us experienced it, we are not disqualified. Yes, sir. We are only continuing in their legacy. That's why we can never be proud. Because look up, we never made ourselves. If I get to a point I start becoming proud, may God pull me down. Because I didn't get, how did I get here by myself? How? So listen, start small, but focus on discipleship. One, two. Imagine coming back here for Congress next year. This place is already too small. It's already too small. It's because, see, men are increasing, you know. 3-5 from among you now, in the next 2 months, you'll be a pastor. Yes. Some of you, in the next 6 months, you'll be ordained into ministry. Some of you, in the next 3 months, you will start your own business. You start employing people and pay them salary. Some of you, a few months from now, you'll be Yahoo. Wait. Last year, Fisayo came and he was leading worship and dancing. This year, she could only dance for a while. Because after a while, this will make it, and she must give her breast. One will become two. Two will become five. Biologically or spiritually, we can't be few. And so you see why we can't change the pattern. Because if we started with one and one become two, we don't change what is working. We stick to what is working until it works more. So don't allow anybody tell you that you are not doing enough. When you started, it was husband and wife. But now you can now have 2-3 people. You are not small, you are increasing. And then after 2-3, now you are having 5. You are not small, you are increasing. Stop competing with somebody 25 years when you are just in your 1 year. It is foolishness. Why will you be competing with some people you see? That's why, don't compete. Go and get a mentor, a disciple. Let the person disciple you. Shut your mind from the social media space. I not get anybody where they look. The only thing I'm looking is go make disciples. He said the burden for the weight of disciple rest in the local church. Now go and make men. That's the only thing I'm looking. So if today it is two, I stay with them. two will become five. The pattern, we will reproduce it. Anywhere we go, we will not be small. But we don't change the pattern. So that's why we must pray to encounter what is real. Are you ready to pray? Pack this chest to a corner. Your phones and stuff, put them somewhere. I'm going to pray. For the next 1.5 hours, we will pour our hearts to God. Wisdom. Do that. Pack the chairs. Everybody should be in the hall. Leave those laptops. Leave those computers. Everyone. Go everywhere. Everyone should be in the hall. This is not the time to serve. This is the time to pray. We will pray. Listen. Because every king seeks to expand its kingdom. God as a king is not left out, because he's the one that every king modeled character from. So this is how it is. Kings expand their influence by dominating existing territories for their natural resources. But listen to this. Three things. Number one, God as our king puts natural resources in us. He already is the one that created the heavens and the earth. So he already endowed the earth with natural resources. But something happened in Eden. There was a swerve in loyalty. Please follow me. Because we're going to be doing more of petitioning. Now, when there was a swerve, Adam now gave control to who? To Satan. So Satan became, in quote, a false king. So some part of the earth's resources, we are now subject to his what? To his control. But the most important part of these resources was the heart of men. So Satan started using humans to steal humans' heart from God. And as much as God was being stolen from their heart, looked like they were under tyranny. So, but many years later, God now sent Jesus as a payment for that state that Satan, that Adam took us into. Now, this is what he now did. The moment he resurrected, he took back the control of the heart of men from the devil. Now, the control has been restored back to God. But your heart must be one with his heart. So when your heart is one with his heart, he will now start expanding his influence through you. So meaning, like Venerable was telling us, when I came alone. Nobody. I was not into ministry. But when I'm living in Ofa now, I'm not living what? Alone. See the men that God has given me. Now why? I aligned with the king's intention. And every time you align with the king's intention, he begins to create his character on your inside. So when you show up in a space, it's as though God is in that space. So that's why the Bible says the kingdom of the world shall become the kingdom of the Lord. So when we are talking about space, we are talking about your life. Your room, it starts from your room. How do you live in that room? Are you living like a riff rat, or you are living like an imbecile, or you are living like a fool? Your room. But when God now comes in, he wants to rid your life of three things. He wants to rid your life of vanities. He wants to rid your life of corruption. And he wants to rid your life of slavery. How many things? So when we start praying, you will pray to God. Kingdom expansion is hindered by vanities. Chasing vanities. Pastor, don't worry, I can marry him. even though he's not born again, even though he does not know God, when we marry, he can change. That's vanities. You are using your own interest to sabotage the divine principle. Now, if you feel or think that it can change, why not wait on God and look for someone who is already, at least it will make the work easy. That 5 years that you are going to be spending to change him, you can use that 5 years to partner with him to raise 5 disciples. So we pray and say, God, rid my heart of vanities. 2 is corruption. Corruption is what makes you see people or see things away from how God wants you to see them. Corruption is to become, is to be infested with impurities. Now you are in that church. You were supposed to be serving. But now you want to start rubbing shoulder with the leader there. Do you know that's how some people went into error? Must it always be him? Instead of you to now find your place, you are not trying to compete to stick. Do you know what? I know this among some religious people. They come into the church. They know those people that are your inner circle. And I don't know where that witchcraft and stupidity is coming. Holy one, sit down. Your own inner circle. Somebody is coming to give you bad testimony, bad report of your inner circle. That person does not even desire. That person should not even be around you. Because that person does not even know who know or no. She came in, met you as part of the inner circle. Because she feels that you are the one hindering her place in the circle. So she feels that if she can talk you down, one day I can remove him and come and put you. I call that devil a liar. It is the spirit of religion. You know, and somehow it stands from corruption. Corruption is what creates inferiority complex. Now you are in the church. You love what God is doing in the church, but you want to be in the front by all means. So now you want to scheme your way instead of serve your way. But you forget that we are not foolish. Peter was not perfect, but at least he spent 3.5 years with Jesus. I would rather trust those that I have spent years with than trust those coming. Within 2 months, you are telling me how bad everybody in my inner circle is. I need you to stay for another 5 years to validate your real character, because you are just too smart. You are too good to be true. So that's corruption. Say with me, corruption. Corruption is when your motive has been what? Has been infested. It was God that told you to come to offer. Join with that man of God to labor. Now, because you have been seeing the ambience around the man of God, you have been seeing the level of influence he's commanding, now you are thinking that that's where you should be. Meanwhile, God said, go and support. Now you are looking for how to garner your own crowd. It is called corruption. The third one is what? Slavery. You will pray against it. The reason why some of you cannot emerge into your place is the slavery you inherited from religion. So the things I was saying, you are trying to contain them because they are looking like this guy. What even they talk? Because religion has made you look like a slave. Now you cannot make decision until a prophet sees a vision for you. And that vision has brought about division, and your life is looking like stagnation and oppression. And may you not end up in destruction. All because you want someone that will just lie to you. You will pray and say, Lord, I rid myself of slavery. That's how we are going to start the prayer. Look for a corner and begin to talk to God. Can we go ahead and begin to pray in the Holy Ghost? Can we pray in the Holy Ghost? Are we praying? Wait. Lift up your hands. Say, Father, thank you for making me your own. Thank you for connecting me to your life. I give you all the glory. Thank you for the grace of redemption. Thank you for the wisdom of salvation. And thank you for sanctification. Thank you because my sins have been forgiven. I can now be called a son. Go ahead and make those declarations once again. Do that now. Do that now. Do that now. Do that now. Thank you. Thank you. Let thanksgiving well up from within you. Give him thanks. Father, thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. You see, make sure you are thanking him. The Bible says, enter his gates with thanksgiving. Come into his courts with praise. Give him thanks. Give him thanks. Give him thanks. Give him thanks. Kembeno shikayalo kayale konde beleko. Ele dobonde bele kunde biriano siapale kayeka. Ina shanemene kondu bariano siatele bele konde bele deada. Enemeno siane konde le koyele kayeka. Thank you, Lord, for the life you gave me. Ebele kondo bosuda yalaka. Ina mashana maneno siele ele konde beredo siete. Ekele kande bele de bele kuzia le kayade shiata. Believers, can we give thanks? Thank you, Lord, because I'm not lost. 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 Thank you. Thank you. Ekondo bosuka la kaya. Ikande bele kosia le kaya kayada. Lift your hands above your head and thank you for the riches of his inheritance. Say, Father, thank you for the riches of your inheritance. Thank you for the kingdom that you have brought me into. Bele konde bayada shiatayaka. Liparo si ele konde bele de bele kodo yodo shiate. Eli baru supile ki ele kodo bodo bolodo yodo. Let thanksgiving well up. Sister, thank him. Brother, thank him. Thank him. Thank him. Give him all the glory. Give him all the praise. Right about now, can you thank him for the progress you have made in the knowledge of him? Thank him for the things you have come into the understanding of. Thank him. Thank him. Thank him for the insight, for the understanding, for the revelation. Lord, I give you thanks. Brother, give him thanks. Sister, give him thanks. Wherever you are, bless his name. Thank you for the calling of salvation. Thank you for the call to ministry. Thank you for the gift of apostleship. Oh God, we give you all the glory. Lord, I thank you. Thank him. Thank him. Oh Rabada Shabada Badaya. Right about now, you are going to be praying in the Holy Ghost. I know when you will start, but I don't know when you will stop. So now you will begin to pray in the Holy Ghost. Now you will begin to pray in the Holy Ghost. If you realize that you are at some point you are getting weak, you can look for someone and connect your hands with him or her. The moment you realize that you are becoming tired, join your hand with someone. But right about now, can you begin to pray in the Holy Ghost? Just stay in a corner and begin to pray in the Holy Ghost. Just pray in the Holy Ghost. Rababasha da da balaga da ya da balaga dosia. Rekete kede belege dosia ne mene nosiete. Ina masha na mene nosia le kondo bodo konde le kaya data. Ia la kaya la kaya la kaya da badosia. Close your eyes and begin to pray in the spirit. Rid your mind of every distraction. Rid your mind of every distraction. This is not a time for your mind to wander. Pray in the Holy Ghost. Ikanda bala kuria la shelelelele koniele kodobo. Epenemeno to menenene kuria leka. Ekende bele kundelele porodoboshiate kaya. Epende kondo borodoboshiate. Eledo bondo koniane kondebete ya. When you pray in the Holy Ghost, you are building up yourself. When you pray in the Holy Ghost, you are rising up like an edifice. When you pray in the Holy Ghost, you are ridding your mind of every distraction. When you pray in the Holy Ghost, you are focusing your mind. When you pray in the Holy Ghost, you are building up inner strength. When you pray in the Holy Ghost, you are giving the Spirit permission to offer prayers through you. Come on, pray in the Holy Ghost. Let your tongue rise. If you don't know how to pray in tongues, you can walk up to the front. One of our pastors will help you. If you are here, you can't pray in tongues, just walk up to the front and someone will help you to pray in tongues. Shaya ya ya kuyele kodobobobo diadaya. Pray in the Holy Ghost. Rabababasha. Pekende bele kondele yato. Tekende bele konde bele debele kayada. Rakada shadabada gada yadabaya. If you can't pray in tongues, come to the front. Someone will help you to pray in tongues. Shamane konde bele kondele yadaka. Iyalaka 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 kolele boka. Epirido boshi anano kielele bodo yada. Pray in the Holy Ghost. Shada bada bada yada yada kada yada. Rababa shaka dayada bala gada yada ba. Bele kondo borodo bosha daba la gada bala daya. Inamasha namana kala bala konde bele kadaya. Set up your own encounter. 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 When you pray in tongues, you are setting up your own encounter. When you pray in tongues, you are expressing your desires. When you pray in tongues, you are giving the Spirit of God right. Shabada bada 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 yada yada. Yes, we are praying. Praying the Holy Ghost. Keep praying, keep praying. You will pray until the Lord will put new fire in you. You will pray until you hit the gusher. Ayada bala ketosia, ebele kondo bolo kotosia, ikamba na basha da bala kataya, inemene koni anama shada bala gadaya da bala gadaya, hila bara dosia la bala 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 gadaya, hile kondo bolo bosia la bala gada bala da bala gadaya. Come on, press, brother, press, sister, press. Brother, press. Sister, press. Brother, press.
You have been instructed and edified by the teaching from God's servant, Pastor Stephen Enoku. If you have need for more edifying teachings, you can download them from our ministry's website, www.kdclovemercy.com/sermons. For counseling, feedbacks, and should you want to support the ministry or be a partner to what the Lord is doing through us, send us a mail through kdclovemercychurch@gmail.com. We look forward to hearing from you. Keep taking charge.